they got real serious, you'd think.
Let's see how he does.
Sparking her, do you ever hear
that? Yeah, I've heard him say it.
Paying him address or something?
I never heard that remark when
I
heard
he called
it.
Her his...
His girlfriend, his sweetheart.
Okay. Now you
his
come
best
in
girl.
You'd come in late and one of your sisters would look at you and you'd have, well, your boyfriend would come in late, say, and one of his brothers would look at him or one of his sisters and he'd have lipstick all over his collar and they'd say, you've been
kissing my sister.
Okay. If a girl didn't want to, say a girl stops letting a boy come over to see her, you say she
broke up with him.
He asked her to marry him, but she
turned him down. She
gave
him his ring back, broke the engagement.
Boy hadn't been the same since that girl
left him and broke up with him.
Gave him the
Okay.
Any humorous ways of saying somebody got married? You say they got
tied up, got hooked up, tied the knot.
Okay. And then, after a wed, they might have a, what about a kind of a noisy kind of thing? The boys in the neighborhood might gather around the couple's home and make all kind of noise. You call it a...
Shivery. Yeah. That's for a widowed couple. That's what we had when we got married.
Tell me about that.
Well, we got married a double wedding. You remember I told you we got married on a 2 weeks love affair, and we had a double wedding at the church.
Uh-huh.
And my brother and I got married the same day. I had a half brother, and he was getting married, and that's how we rushed our wedding. My sister-in-law begged my husband to push me to get married that soon. We wasn't going to get married that soon, but that's one reason we did, because they were getting married, and the priest had to come from Grand Chigny here, you see. And then, we got married at 7 o'clock that night. The four of us at the same altar, all together. The priest asked us the questions all together. And after that, well, there was just cars and cars with whistles, drums, accordions, horns, everything. And when we walked out of church and we took off, they followed us home. All that knowledge behind us. And then we went in and I told my husband, said, as long as you don't pay them off. So he got a box of cigars and went out there and gave them cigars and give the young ones candy. And they cut it out. And then the next day, we spent the night at my father's. Mama had a supper for us. And we had one of these old-time dances. You know, everybody was there. All the old, the young, and everybody was there. And,
did you wear your veil? Did they pin?
No, I didn't I was sealing. My sister-in-law had a veil, but I didn't use a veil. In those days, I got married. I wasn't supposed to get married. See, I was all fixed to be bridesmaid. So I just got married I got married in pink. Had the material, I always regretted it. But that's by listening to somebody else.
Do they still do that kind of thing right here, shiver?
Oh, Lord, yes.
They do?
Oh, yeah, they give you torment for 2-3 days. Then we went road to Grand Chigny the next day, 26 miles through the marsh. We rode horseback, about 15, 20 of us. They had come to the wedding, you see, and we went back with them. And then that night, I found they questioned me that afternoon, where y'all going to sleep, where y'all going to sleep? So I didn't think, I just told them. Just about sundown, we looked on the edge of the road, my husband and I. And there's about 10, 15 cars. And then about daylight, about dark, they started shivering.